Hey, story seekers, it's Nisha, and you are now listening to Nisha's Open Diary, where the stories are real and the tea is all about me. Welcome back to Nisha's Open Diary. It is Friday, March 22nd, 2024. I am Nisha, and you are now listening to Nisha's Open Diary, where the stories are true and the experiences are real. And today's story time is about when I got pregnant at 17. Yes, 17. Okay, so let's get right into it. Okay, I was 14. And I started to go to the Boys and Girls Club with none other than my best friend. And we would go up there almost every day. And I met a boy. Better yet, he met me. Because at the time, I was super shy. Scared to talk, make eye contact, or anything. I could barely even have him look at me without wanting to cover my face, hide under a rock, or even be in the same room with him. My shyness was detrimental to me. And so as time went by, I guess you can say we started talking. We were definitely messing around. And I started going over his house. He started coming over mine. And we started to do the normal dating things like going to the movies, going to eat, stuff like that. And don't let me forget, I was so self-conscious and nervous around him. I didn't even want to eat. And if I did, it was finger food, something that would be easy to eat or munch on without making a mess, because I had been made to feel like I had to be perfect if I was going to be messing with him. And before long, the BS started with him and other females. And there were many. And now I have several females coming at me, jealous or don't like me because I mess with him. But apparently so did they. It was Keisha, Amber, Tiffany, Tanisha, and the list goes on. But I'ma let DMX tell y'all, cause he can definitely tell it to y'all better than I can. There was Brenda, Leticia, Linda, Felicia, Dawn, LaShawn, Inez, and Alicia, Teresa, Monica. So now I have to engage these females that are coming at me, talking ish to me because I mess with him. And they was carrying on like it was a competition at this point. And personally, I wasn't competing for him. I wasn't competing with nobody at all. But that's what it felt like. And for me, it was heartbreak because I loved him. I really did. And I've never told anybody that until now. But for anybody who knows me and who was around, it didn't need to be said. You would have known based off of my actions, my emotions, and the things I was doing. Even he ought to know that. So things continue on, and eventually we start having sex, and I'm leaving home, staying at his house at night, disregarding my mother telling me to come home, don't care about the fact that I got school the next day, none of that. Because the house he lived in, when you came in the side door of that house, there were stairs to come up and go into the main house, and it was a door that you can go through to get into the main house. But it was also an attic right there, and if you opened that attic door, you could just go right up them stairs into his room, and he would sneak me right up in that side door, up them stairs, and into his room, and his mother would never even have a clue. And I'm sure if he was taking me up there, he took all the rest of them too. And I know a lot of times his mother didn't know I was up there. And before you know it, I'm pregnant. And I'm scared and I don't know what to do. And of course, I was confiding in my friends because he is dogging me. He's telling me to get rid of the baby. Telling me, do I want to be a welfare recipient? So of course, we start getting into it. And then I distanced myself from him, but he don't care because he had plenty more P-U-S-S-Y to go to. I was one of many, and we never actually solidified being in a relationship, being boyfriend and girlfriend. And although that's how we were moving, it was never really ever discussed or said that I recall. But if I had to say, it was more like I was the main girl he messed with, but he definitely had a roster for sure. So at this point, everybody knew we messed with each other, as well as the other girls. They cared that I was his baby mother and I was having his baby at that point. They did not care at all. They only cared about themselves and the relationship that they had going on with him. And in the meantime, I'm trying to go to school, work a part-time job, figure out if I'm getting an abortion, and had the pregnancy from my mother and the rest of my family. And that was a full-time job in itself. Not to mention playing phone tag with his other HOEs who keep calling my parents' house playing on the phone. Talking crazy to me. And so months start to begin to roll by. And all my close friends knew I was pregnant. My job knew I was pregnant. And they even ordered me maternity uniforms and stuff. And my mother must have been in denial or just didn't want to see it or something. I don't know, because my stomach was huge. You couldn't miss it. But I was wearing bigger clothes to hide it. And I hid my pregnancy almost my whole 9 months, because my mother did not find out until I was 6 months pregnant. And so one day my friend was at my house and she knew I was on the fence about telling my mother. And she just said it. She said, "Miss Linda, Tanisha is pregnant." And my head snapped around so fast. And I was bean mugging her. And I was mad because she told my mom. But at the same time, I was kind of relieved, because I was glad I didn't have to hold in such a big secret anymore, because it was weighing on me. And my mom did not have the negative reaction I expected her to have. She was nothing but supportive. But I expected her to react like my best friend's parents did, because they was ready to put her out the house. But she was 14 when she got pregnant, and I was 17, almost 18 really. In a matter of months, I would have been 18. So then I told my mother how the father was treating me. She knew who he was. She knew that that's who I messed with or whatever. And she called his mother and told her. And a lot of times after I would get out of school, I would go over to my friend's house and kick it for a little bit before I went home or whatever. And of course, on this day, I don't go over to my friend's house to chill for a little bit. I decides to go home. Why did I do that? Because I had a feeling. Something was going to be going on. And the next day, when I get home from school, I'm walking down the street and I see his mother's car in the driveway. And might I add, I stalled on going home. I left and went. I seen my step-niece outside, and then I asked her if she wanted some candy. So I got her and we walked up to the corner store or whatever. And I'm just taking my time in the store, letting her get whatever she wanted to get, because I do not want to go home, because it was going to be some kind of ambush or intervention type of thing going on. Because it had been months since I had spoken to my baby's father. We had the fallout over the pregnancy and about all the other chicks and just about everything. So I had stalled and went to that store just hoping to avoid going home, to avoid the whole situation. So eventually I have no choice but to go home. And like I said, I had already seen his mother's car. So I knew they was at the house. And the same car he would slide through and pick me up in. So I instantly copped an attitude, because I knew everybody was in there waiting for me to come home. So I go in the house, I slam the door, and my mother comes to me and she's like trying to hold me back and stuff, because I'm trying to force my way up the stairs so I don't have to face nobody. And I get away from her and I run up the stairs and I slam my room door. And immediately my mother is calling me back down or telling me that, you know, the baby's father is there and his mother is there to come down there or whatever. And I'm up in my room going off, cussing and having a downright fit. And I hear his mother downstairs cussing him out, saying, "How your bald head get somebody pregnant?" And I remember my mother told me she was slapping him all upside the head, calling him bald head, all type of stuff. And his mother is telling him to go upstairs and see about his baby mother and be a man, since he think he man enough to make a baby. So I hear him coming and I don't know what to do. I'm mad at him, number one. I'm still shy as ever. I'm dealing with pregnancy hormones that I don't know how to properly deal with. And I'm still very much head over heels in love with him. So he comes in my room and I almost died. Y'all don't know how I used to feel about this dude. Like, he was really and truly my first love. And if I was a ball of chocolate, I would have melted right then and there. he began talking to me, and he's like, so what's up? And y'all don't even understand what that, him saying anything to me, him looking in my direction, y'all don't even know what that used to do to my whole being, my whole aura, my whole, yeah, you have no idea. And I'm looking away, and I'm looking down at the floor, and I mean, boy, why did he do that? Ooh, I couldn't even contain myself. He sits next to me on the bed, and he lifts my shirt up, and he touches my belly. And at this time, I was 6 months pregnant. The pregnancy was darn near over, and he had missed the better part of it. And he felt his son kick for the first time. And also, I had had no care the entire pregnancy. I was under no doctor's care. I had had no maternity, you know, no kind of prenatal care, no kind of prenatal vitamins, nothing. I had none of that. And my mother then was scurrying to get me seen by a doctor and get me cared for and make sure the baby is good and make sure the baby is all right. And after that, everybody found out, and I was keeping the baby, and me and my baby father started all over again. That whole process restarted, as in, you know, like, I guess you can again say we start messing with each other, dating each other, whatever you want to call it. I don't even know what to call it. And we started carrying on like we was going to be a family. And he was already 18 because his birthday is in January. But I wouldn't turn 18 until October. So at that point, I thought we was together and having a baby. Wrong I was, because he was the same. And before long, the females resurfaced and the issues resurfaced too. And we kept falling out over the same stuff. The cheating, the fact that he really wasn't on board with having no baby, because he still really didn't want me to have a baby. He was just going along with it. And I continued being heartbroken and left in tears and angry. And he graduated the year before me. And on the day of my baby shower, I was left in tears yet again. He was moving like he didn't have a child on the way. He was moving like we wasn't messing with each other and stuff or whatever. And the only one that seemed like they was making sacrifices and going through the pregnancy was me. And like in many cases, the mother is left to deal with everything. And for years, no matter what I did, him and his family looked down on me. No matter what I did, it was never good enough. Anything I ever did. And I was constantly torn down as a female, torn down as a person, torn down as a mother, and always made to feel less than or like I was never good enough for him. But somehow all these other females he was jumping in and out of the bed with were better than me. Nah, they were no different than me. They were no better than me. And he was doing the same thing to all of us. But rather us confront him, we trying to argue and fight with each other. And I was the main punching bag. He was the womanizer, but somehow everything boiled down to being my fault. And it really is a thin line between love and hate. Because then my love began to turn to hate. I wanted to fight him. I wanted to fight the females. I was just tired and fed up with the whole situation. My family got involved. His family got involved. And we were feuding over how he was treating me. And that is definitely a time period where I felt supported by my family. My brothers wanted to be his ASS, and they had my back. And every time I looked up, somebody was bringing me back a story of him with another girl. And the back and forth continued. And finally, I ended up giving birth to our son. I had a C-section. I had staples in my stomach and everything. I gave birth to him in June. And the final thing happened. It really truly ain't the final thing, because I still kept dealing with him after this. But one of his women called the hospital, and for her to do that, you had to literally call that hospital, tell them who the patient was you was calling about, because if you know when somebody in the hospital, you even got to get the extension number. So she went out of her way to do that, and she called my hospital room and was basically letting me know that he was her man and that me having his baby wasn't gonna keep him. And her name was Amber, and Amber ironically enough, live down the street from me. And he couldn't even find a female who lived somewhere else. And his mother always coddled him and treated me like I wasn't good enough for her son. And acted like, even as a woman, that she didn't understand the stuff that I was going through. And like a fool, I kept messing with him. And even after that girl called the hospital and said that, but come to find out, he had told the girl Amber that I was a one-night stand and I just so happened to get pregnant. And the crazy thing is, you never know who knows who, because my friend, the same friend who told my mother was told my mother that I was pregnant, the girl Amber was her cousin's best friend. And that's how we put all this information together, because you know females talk. And my friend stood up for me and she told Amber face to face, how's she gonna be a one night stand when they've been dating for 4 years? And that was the final straw for me. Even though I keep saying it's the final straw, the last strike, I kept backsliding with him several times, but I had to get him out of my system. So I started trying to talk to other guys, but I still really wanted to be with him. But I knew he didn't feel the same, and I had to let go of my feelings and move on. And from time to time, I would still have people coming to me. I'm trying to get him out my system, but I still got people coming to me telling me, oh, I seen him over here with some girl. Oh, I seen him driving down Harvard, and it was a girl in the car. And I had to do what was best for me and my son. Because I couldn't still be out there every time I see him in a girl, see him with a girl, trying to throw a brick at the car, trying to chase the car, trying to fight him, trying to fight the chick. I couldn't keep doing that. I had to try to be the best version of myself, because I have a kid now, so that I could be the best mother that I could be to take care of my son. Even though my heart was broken, even though I was hurt, even though I still wanted him. And time went on, and my son is getting a little older, and by this time, my son is about 1.5, and I was really fed up. I was about really done with the situation, for real this time, because my friends kept urging me to leave him alone. My family kept urging me to leave him alone. Everybody who knew us and knew the situation kept urging me to let it go and leave it alone. He ain't gonna change. And despite several attempts at stopping messing with him, I kept going back, because I kept going back. I kept messing with him because I had his son. And he had my heart. And I wanted it to work. But I wasn't getting it. I wasn't making the connection just yet that he didn't feel the same. And when I finally woke up and realized he didn't care about me, that I was nothing more except for one of his many women that he messed with, that I was nothing more than a conquest to him, I finally started to believe and realize, leave him alone. And so I began that process, and I began to pick up the pieces of my shattered heart. I lifted my head up, and I finally began to notice my own worth, my own self-worth, and recognize that I deserve more, and that I also deserve to be in a relationship with someone where the feelings were reciprocated, the love was mutual, and I wasn't going to be treated like I wasn't good enough. And the only thing that I gained from that time I messed with him is my son. So I left him alone. I let the past be the past. I left him in my past, and I moved on with my life. And that's the story of how I got pregnant at 17, had my heart broke, and went through a whole bunch of stuff with my baby father until I finally realized that that wasn't a good relationship for me, and I had to let it go and move on. All right, story seekers, that is all for this episode. Make sure you follow me on all socials at Nisha's Open Diary. and my website, aniciasopendiary.podbean.com. And until next time, I will meet you where the pen meets the diary. All right, story seekers, that does it for this story time. I'm out of here. Until next time, make sure you tap in, follow me on Facebook and Instagram at Nisha's Open Diary, and I will meet you where the pen meets the diary.